There may be a sigh of relief across Europe this morning following elections in Greece. There's now a mandate to launch coalition talks and a better chance that a pro-austerity government will be formed. Joining us live, Peter Morici, economist and professor at the University of Maryland School of Business. And Peter, we've just been hearing how much about this impact that it'll have on Europe, possibly the U.S. Is this the beginning of maybe calming the world markets, calming the U.S. markets?
Well, the reprieve in the European markets was very temporary. Already there's pressure on Spanish debt again, and stocks are pulling back. It really doesn't change the facts on the ground. Greece faces some very, very difficult problems. It can't solve them alone simply by cutting spending. It's going to require some additional aid from Germany, and likely in ways the Germans don't want to give it. For example, moving jobs to Greece.
You know, there was an interesting editorial in the New York Times that took a look at the overall situation with the world economy and said that while a lot of people recognize things need to be done, governments around the world, those in Europe and here in the United States, seem to be putting off so many of the important and hard decisions that they need to make, almost to a point now where it's going to be too late. Are you concerned that what we saw in 2008 might have just been the appetizer?
Yeah, I am. My feeling is yesterday was a defeat for Europe. The euro doesn't work. Europe did work before they had the euro, and getting rid of it might be the way out. What this will do is buy Greece a little more time, but when the catastrophe comes, now it'll be worse. Likewise, in the United States, we have major adjustments we need to make that neither past two administrations have been willing to address in healthcare, banking, trade with China, and energy. And unless we fix those problems, we're not going to get home again. And my feeling is that neither party is, for example, healthcare. Pouring more money on a broken system doesn't help. Giving people vouchers is silly. The Germans do things in a radically different way than we do, and they spend half as much as we do on health care. That tells us a third way is needed.
Peter Morici, economist and professor at the University of Maryland School of Business.